Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong filling in for Brielle Schaefer this morning. It's 31 degrees with overcast skies here in Sitka, and we have some familiar faces and new guests in the studio this morning. Mary Wagner is the superintendent of the Sitka School District, and she's brought in Josh Weisgrau of Digital Promise to talk about some maker projects that are happening right here in Sitka schools. Welcome both to Raven Radio. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Emily.
Great, thank you.
Good morning. So, Mary, let's talk a little bit about technology in the Sitka School District. Mm-hmm. Where have we come from and where are we now? Is it just computers in the classrooms?
No, it's so much more. So before I came back to Sitka, which was 7 years ago, students at Sitka High School, during their normal annual time that they met with the school board every year, asked the school board to really take a look at technology in the district. I wasn't here at the time, but my understanding is they said, you're not preparing us for our future because there wasn't functional technology throughout the district. To give an example of what I mean by that, if you were at Blatchley Middle School and you were a student and you sat down to use a computer and you type in your username and password, it would take you 20 minutes before your work would appear. 20 minutes of class time was interrupted. Hmm. That's an example of technology getting in the way.
And now?
Yeah. And now we're connected everywhere. And the student said 8 years ago, well, I'll bring in my own technology, but you don't even have a wireless network. And so the school board listened. Hmm. Bravo to the school board listening to students. And they dedicated 100% of the state fiscal stabilization funds that were part of the Recovery Act and hired a consultant, and they figured out what to do with technology as far as hardware goes. And that's when I came back to, why does this matter? Why should we be connected? Mm-hmm. Because my background, I have a master's and a doctorate specifically in educational technology and a long history in Sitka.
Yeah, and now I was reading on the profile for the Sitka School District, you have 100% of students on high-speed mm-hmm. broadband internet, and 30% of students with access to a personal school-provided device.
Correct.
Which is pretty incredible. And Sitka's been recognized for its technological implementation. It is part of something called the League of Innovative Schools, which is part of why Josh is here. We'll get to him in a moment. But what is the League of Innovative Schools?
The League of Innovative Schools, I believe there's 83 school districts in the league in the nation. And we have been determined to be leaders in innovation in our use of digital tools to inspire deep learning in students. And we are at Sitka Schools is the only Alaskan and first Alaskan school district in the nation to be included in the League of Innovative Schools. And what it means is that I have an opportunity and typically, Nancy Douglas, our cultural director, joins me at the league events, and we meet up with superintendents and we tour league district schools. For example, in October, I stopped counting at 50 classrooms that I went into in Baltimore County School District. I have been able to see innovation, talk to students, talk to teachers, talk to people at the district level, talk to the partners that they have. And as we look at our own initiatives here in Sitka, I'm able to connect with other superintendents from around the nation who are doing similar work in order to further my own work here in the district. And then we also have monthly audio calls. So I was just on an audio call a couple weeks ago. There were about 8 of us interested in competency-based education. And we do competency-based education at Pacific High School. It's where you really look at what are the skills each student has and how do you empower them to be responsible for their own learning. Mm. So I was talking with this handful of other superintendents and asked a question. Our state is looking at how do we really redefine education as a state. There's this Alaska Education Challenge that Governor Walker has put out mm-hmm. that the Commissioner of Education, Dr. Mm-hmm. Michael Johnson, is really asking for the community to provide input on. And I said, what have you done in other states
wow.
that I can learn from?
So you were able to solicit input through this and league.
Yes, yes.
And I had read online that the school district has a few goals in being a part of the league, integrating arts, culture, and technology education into standards and curriculum, closing the achievement gap through early education programs, and to create a opportunities for making and maker learning, which is in Josh's wheelhouse. So Josh Weisgrau is with Digital Promise, which oversees kind of the League of Innovative Schools. One of the goals of the district is maker learning. What is that? And why are you here to study how the district does maker learning?
Yeah, so what we call maker learning is sort of the intersection of some of the best old ideas in education and some of the best new ideas in education. So it combines, all these great experiential hands-on, minds-on ways of learning with new tools associated with the maker movement, like 3D printing and laser cutting and electronics and robotics, as well as traditional crafting and sewing and knitting and some of the really most interesting things combine all of those. And what that does is it opens up new pathways for kids to learn, to be empowered, to be engaged in their learning, and also really diversifies the types of students who get interested in things like science and technology. When you can sew your, LED lights into your sweatshirt, that's something that's fun for everyone. And we often talk about gender gaps in STEM fields. And this is, a real pathway for making that more inviting for more diverse students.
Mm. And I understand part of the reason you're here is to see how the Sitka School District is using these various tools to enhance learning. What are some of the things you've seen in your time here? What are Sitka students up to?
Sitka students are doing some amazing stuff from elementary grades to the upper grades. And we're actually here to see it and to film it, to share it with superintendents and school leaders around the country
to help show in
and out of the league. So this is part of a larger initiative where we've actually partnered with another nonprofit called the Maker Education Initiative that's solely focused on this to advocate for this type of learning across the country.
And what's a project you've seen in Sitka that caught your attention?
In the second grade classroom, students are working on a challenge related to the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which is 17 global goals for, global sustainability that ranges from hunger to, quality education, clean air, clean water, all of these things we need as a world to survive. Wow. And they're looking at how are those goals, manifested in their local communities, and then, what can they do about it? So they're looking at how to, save whales and, promote, fisheries and things like that in a second grade classroom.
Wow. I mean,
and they, do research and they do little experiments and they design solutions to prevent whales from getting caught in nets and things like that. And maybe some of them can even be implemented and a second grader can solve a really big problem.
It sounds like a really kind of hands-on form of learning that asks of the students to participate. And the last thing I want to talk about is this you guys were showing me pictures on your phones of the mobile makerspace cart that's in the district. So what is that and how does that work? You both can answer.
Sure. So as we really explored maker learning and what does this mean to us, it's built on concepts we've always had in the district. Like our Discover Your Potential is a week of making. That's really...
That's true, essentially.
Yeah, you look at making music. You look at what we're doing at Sitka High School Fab Lab, the Fabrication and Design Lab. The concept of tinkering, problem solving, critical thinking, collaboration is nothing new to students in Sitka schools. And so as we looked at really making sure that our students gain skills that can really help them in their life after graduation and can really help them own their learning while they're in their school career, what can we do? And so we actually had spent a year and we brought in a student from Pacific High School. We brought in a researcher, Dr. Jason Oler, to help us. And we had some Yale architect students who happened to be here from the previous year, Sitka Winter Fellows, who were looking for a project. Mm-hmm. And we spent a year doing research, talking with other members in the league, and really trying to, what do we want to do here? And we went from a yurt that was going to be on the playground to a bus to a mobile cart. And that's because we really didn't yet know how teachers wanted to use the resources. So we thought, let's pick four or five things that research and practices from my colleagues are saying are meaningful. And let's put them in a cart. And this cart can spend a month at each school. And maintenance moves it from school to school. And then let's get a Sitka Winter Fellow just to help make sure that there's somebody to support the implementation. And let's see, let's just study. How are teachers using this resource? And why does it matter? And we just did a survey 2 weeks ago of our teachers about technology in the district. We're getting ready to update our technology plan. And we asked them, what do you think of the Maker Cart? What is there anything you want us to know? And universally, the teachers that responded said, I love the Maker resources, and I just want more access to it.
And can you quickly list what's in the Maker Cart? Do you know, what are the tools?
Yeah, so some of our main tools are Ozobots, which are about 1.5-inch high R2-D2 looking devices that follow color. So if you draw a line, the Ozobot turns that color. If you draw a black line and then you use a code of like little colors of red, green, red, maybe the Ozobot turns around. So it's a very easy way to do coding at a very primary level. And that's actually one of the tools that Kiku Shaheen teachers really like to use with their students. You can also use a program called Ozoblocky and create your own patterns. And students at Pacific High School recently programmed the Ozobots without following a color to navigate a labyrinth that they created. Wow. So they programmed the Ozobot to make the turns that it needed in order to navigate a labyrinth.
Wow.
So there's that. There's squishy circuits. It's a dough that you can make where you put LEDs and you can learn how circuits are conducted. Right now, we have something called a Makey Makey, which is a little tiny, about the size of a credit card circuit board with some connector points on it. And you can hook the Makey Makey to a computer and to like a banana and make a piano, play a piano by playing a banana. And our first banana piano player was a first grader, and it's pretty fun.
And the last two, really quick, just name them.
Raspberry Pis and 3D printing and paper circuitry. Sorry,
wow.
Had to get it all in there.
That is such a, it sounds like when it arrives in the classroom, it's just such a variety of tools that teachers can use. And the last question is just for you, Josh, as we wrap up. How does Maker Learning impact students down the line when they become adults, when they enter the workforce, have families of their own?
Yeah, I think so. I mentioned I think it raises interest in you know, STEM and technology and engineering fields at an early age. And I think it's also just really empowering in general in a way that will affect them in their lives in leadership capacities. And also just one thing that I talk about, because a lot of this relates around design. And understanding how things work and how things are made allows kids and eventually adults to understand that everything in the world is designed and made, and therefore they can design and make it better.
Josh Weisgrau is the program director for Maker Learning. He's here from Digital Promise to film a video of the Sitka School District as they implement this technology. And the Sitka School District is overseen by Mary Wagner. She's the superintendent. They're a part of the League of Innovative Schools. And thank you both so much for coming in this morning and talking to me. And I hope you have fun visiting the schools these next few days.
Thanks.